Hi, it's Dave. Kathy Wood of ARK Invest was recently interviewed by CoinDesk, where she talked about Tesla, the election, and various topics. In this video, I'm going to share my reaction to some of the highlights. And if you watch till the end, you'll find out which presidential candidate Kathy Wood thinks will be better for innovation.
Research departments are not set up this way. In fact, what you see in research departments, or what you would see, is, and you probably do see when it comes to Tesla, is Tesla, you have auto manufacturers, auto analysts following them, right? Absolutely the wrong analysts. You need robotics analysts. You need energy storage analysts. You need artificial intelligence analysts. You need software as a service analysts, over-the-air software updates. You need all of those. The auto analysts are not equipped to analyze Tesla. And yet, I don't know this for sure, but my guess is they are fighting to keep control of Tesla. You know, it's a big stock, it's a big market cap now. They can't pull the trigger and put a buy on it, but they want to cover it, but they can't cover it. And they're very good at what they do. It's just that Tesla and EVs, autonomous EVs, are not what they do. So you see the disconnect in the market and why the inefficiencies in terms of valuations are so large. It's because of that dynamic.
Here, Kathy Wood explains why typical analysts don't get Tesla. And it's because most of the analysts covering Tesla as a stock are auto analysts, and their job is to cover auto companies. However, the auto industry is typically not a fast-moving, high-tech industry. So these auto analysts are used to covering these slow-moving companies that aren't high-tech or fast growth. If a Wall Street analyst wants to get Tesla, rather than having a ton of experience with other auto companies, the analyst should have a deep knowledge on technology, on autonomy, on software, on robotics, and really on high tech, on fast growth companies. And this is one of the reasons why I think with analysts, most of them are just trailing indicators, meaning they're just trying to catch up constantly to the stock price of Tesla.
The growth opportunities have just begun. They've just begun, and you actually need the public equity markets to fund the kind of trajectories possible here. And it's interesting. I am very happy when I see one of our companies saying, we're doing a deal, we're doing an offering. And why am I happy? Because we want our companies to invest aggressively now. The more they invest now, the better shot they have of capturing the lion's share of whatever market they're going after, because so many of these exponential growth opportunities are powered by artificial intelligence, and the companies with the largest amount of data and the best data and the best understanding of how to label the data are going to win. And so these are winner take most. And if we're on the right horse, as I think we are, just to go back to your Tesla or our Tesla, I think they're in the pole position for the autonomous taxi network in the United States. And we're even surprised in China at how well they're competing against the Chinese incumbents. And we're trying to figure out, wow, could they get a piece of that autonomous action as well? That would multiply the opportunity many fold where we are right now.
All right, here Kathy Wood talks about a few important points. First off, she says a lot of the growth in the future is going to be powered by AI. And the companies that have the most data and the best data, and they know how to label that data, those are the companies that are going to have a great advantage going forward. And that's the reason why Kathy likes these companies to raise a lot of funds, because those funds can be used to gather more data to increase their competitive advantage so that they can be a stronger company in the future. Second, Kathy is referring to Tesla's having the pole position in the US, meaning that they're the market leader, or it's kind of their market to lose. And Kathy also refers to China as a huge potential market where Tesla can possibly make autonomy work as well. For me personally, Tesla's approach to autonomy is one of the big reasons I'm so bullish about Tesla's future. Tesla could have been so focused over the past 10 years just on making electric vehicles that they could have pushed off all of their plans for autonomy and perhaps decided to so-called partner with an existing kind of autonomous software player like NVIDIA or Mobileye, for example. However, rather than that, Tesla understood, and Elon Musk specifically understood, that the future of cars is autonomy, meaning the traditional car, and even the traditional electric vehicle as we know it, is going to be disrupted by an autonomous vehicle, a vehicle that can drive by itself. And in my opinion, the advent of the autonomous vehicle is a much bigger change than the electric vehicle. With an electric vehicle, the use case is still similar. You're still driving the car from point A to point B. However, with an autonomous vehicle, the complete use case changes. You're no longer driving the vehicle. Rather, you're resting, you're reading, you're watching TV, or you're doing something else in the car. It completely redefines the experience of transportation. And I love how Tesla has learned to focus on many things at the same time. During the Model 3 production ramp, things were kind of tough for Tesla. And it could have been tempting for Tesla to completely kind of abandon or push aside their autonomous driving plans or even their battery development plans. However, for Elon, he understood that going forward, autonomous driving was essential. It was the disruptive technology, and it was the future of all Tesla vehicles. And the same thing goes with battery development. Elon understood that decreasing the cost of the battery and the cost of vehicles over time is going to give Tesla the opportunity to reach the volume and scale they need to eventually move the needle in speeding up the world's transition to sustainable energy. So even while Tesla was going through production hell and Elon Musk was sleeping in the factory, Tesla didn't give up on their efforts with autonomous driving or battery development. Fortunately, Tesla made it out of production hell with the Model 3, but now they're in this crazy place where they're the leader in autonomous driving, in my opinion, and also they're the leader in battery development as well.
These two administrations will be very different. A Trump administration, we know what they'll do. They'll continue to cut taxes, meaning probably a flatter tax for individuals, a capital gains tax cut, more corporate tax reform, estate tax reform, and more deregulation. That we know. That is extremely capital friendly. That is why innovation stocks, I believe, have taken off. Remember I said 2017 was the beginning. I believe that was because of corporate tax reform. What that does is it improves our terms of trade. You know, our dollar goes up. Capital it seeks to come into the United States. We are a friendly place for capital. A Biden administration has been very clear. It will increase marginal tax rates, especially on especially at the high end. It will increase corporate tax rates, and it will probably increase capital gains tax rates, and it will re-regulate. So to have said that what since 2017, that's what's really helped innovation here in the United States, I have to be honest on the other side, that will hurt innovation in this country. However, I do believe the five platforms, 14 technologies around which we have centered our research, they are all ready for prime time. They've been germinating for the past 15, 20 years. They are unstoppable now, and we will see exponential growth. What will happen is these platforms in the United States will not serve as much as a launching pad or launching pads for more innovation. I think innovation will move to other countries. And so I believe that future innovation will be in harm's way.
All right, so there you have it, Cathie Wood's take on the election. First off, she's saying that hey, these technologies, these breakthrough technologies like AI and robotics and digital currency, et cetera, they are past the point of no return, meaning they've already reached the tipping point and they're ready for prime time. So no matter who wins the presidency, these technologies are ready for domination and are ready to explode. But on the flip side, she's saying that if Biden wins and there's more regulation and higher, let's say, corporate taxes as well, then these technologies might end up going offshore or to places that are more friendly to these companies and to innovation at large. All right, I want to hear from you guys. Which administration would help the companies that you're invested in and would help innovation at large? If this video has been helpful, please like it and consider subscribing to my channel. We're looking at investment topics in the world through different lenses, and we're trying to get beneath the surface of things. I'm on Twitter at HeyDave7, and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.